The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And we're going to start off today. Got a great show for you. Once again, a lot going. There's always a lot going on, isn't there? A lot changing, constantly changing landscape. But want to talk about a couple fun things, couple segments that I love doing. We're gonna do a new version of the Financial Advisor Challenge, and I'm gonna fine tune it based on some new information that I've received, which is one of the funny things that I don't think people on the other side of the many of you driving around listening right now. We did a seminar with Dory Monson this last weekend and Steve Tyler at Best Mortgage, and so many of you came, had a great time, but mixing it up and talking with people always helps me remember that not everybody listening does what I do for a living, right? And so it's great getting a chance to talk to you guys, because I forget about the context or the perspective that listeners have and that investors do in general. And so we're going to insert some of these comments that I've heard and questions that I've heard into the Financial Advisor Challenge. And for those of you that don't know, this is a segment where, we know that people listening to us, not everybody listening to us is going to call and become a client. And yet, we still want to arm you with the facts. Once again, you've heard me say this before. This isn't just marketing, right? This is us getting the message out. The more people we can help, even those that don't become clients, we're one of those things. Well, I guess I should just go back to my college days. I played football at Pacific Lutheran University for Frosty Westering. And, it was a message that was echoed from, I grew up in a house that was very similar to the philosophy of Frosty. For those of you that don't know, he was a record-breaking coach at Pacific Lutheran University, won 4 national titles, and I had the privilege of playing for him, and incredible man. But, one of the things we always talked about is not worrying about the outcomes, doing the right things. Right? Controlling what we can control, and the outcomes will take care of themselves. And so our approach in business at Bulwark Capital is very much the same. We're going to go out there and give the best advice we can possibly give. We're going to do the best job managing our clients' assets and steering them through these uncharted waters and bringing the best information, the most pertinent information we can over the radio to the listeners, to you guys. And the business side of it's going to take care of itself. So we focus on the content more. It's not just a marketing ploy, right? It's us focusing on the content, trying to bring you the best advice possible. So, hopefully better your life, better your retirement. After all, that's why we're here. So anyway, we're going to do that. We got a couple other segments. We're going to talk about, this fits in right with that little opening segment there. We're going to talk about bad marketing, sound investing, and I'll explain it. But first, want to start with the market update and get into what's going on this week. Not a lot of changes. We've got some big things coming up with the French election. With a lot of the elections we've seen, I think people are, a little bit too comfortable. I think people are a little bit overconfident in the possibility of Macron being elected. It's hard to say because we've never seen a French election with two of the main parties not in the final two. But the reason this stuff is important, I think this is the you know, everybody's probably rolling their eyes going, oh, Brexit wasn't a big deal. And the U.S. election wasn't a big deal. But let me tell you why this is one thing that I don't think the media is making too big a deal out of. And yet you won't hear them cite this as a reason. But the reason that this is a big deal is because the economic union of the European Union, right? The economic aspect of it. Things being the way they are, the typical parties being in control, the powers that be remaining in power. Why this is such a big deal is because if that power structure gets shaken, the foundation of the entire global economy is in question. And what I mean by that is that I'm really tired of getting in these arguments with people who think everything's fine. And I'm really tired of conversely getting in the election or getting into these arguments or debates with people that everything that think everything's going to hell in a handbasket. As with most things in life, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Now stay with me here. A lot of you listening to the show might sit there and go, well, yeah, but you're always saying how bad things are. Well, yeah, but if you notice, our recommendation isn't to sell everything you own and stick it under your mattress, right? Our recommendation isn't to sell all your stocks. Our recommendation is to exercise caution and eliminate risk where we can. That's the recommendation. And how that relates to what's going on in the media with the political side of things, let me tell you. So here's why it's a big deal. The elections, Brexit, the French, you know, presidential elections, all this stuff. Because if you look at the scenarios playing out in the world, if you look at global growth, if you look at debt, if unions fall apart, then all of a sudden governments are going to start being looked at as independent. They're going to start being judged based by on their own economies and their own balance sheets and their own spending levels and their own debt levels. If that happens, we've got a serious problem on our hands. Okay, because regardless of whether you think everything's great or not, what we can all agree on, if you care about the facts, is that our economy, the vast majority of Europe, and pretty much the entire world is operating at a level that is way below average. In addition to that, they have record levels of debt. They've been as stimulative as they can possibly be, and they can't move the needle. And people go, well, what do you mean? Our economy is still growing. But if you look at the growth rates of our economy, Europe, Asia, and you compare them to the levels of debt and the amount of stimulus and the amount of spending, it's pathetic. You know, last year, I want to say, you've heard me say this on the radio before, the rate of growth in the United States last year, I think the total economy, economic growth, I want to say was right around $500 billion. I think that's correct. Might be a little off. Maybe it was 560. Okay, over 50% of that amount, so about 200, I think it was about $268 billion, was commensurate to the amount of the increase in government spending last year. So you can make the argument that not only did the economy grow at under 2% last year, that half the growth was directly attributable to an increase in government spending. Okay, so what type of growth is the economy actually generating? Little to none. Okay, so this is why the election situation in France is actually a big deal. This is why Brexit is going to continue to be a big deal. We're not done with it. Because as the European Union looks more and more vulnerable, you've taken the second biggest source of purchasing power out of the global economy, which is the European Central Bank. And the less countries that are involved, the less control the European Central Bank can keep on things like rates, on bond prices, right? They got less ammunition. They've got fewer members. And if those things start to come into question, if the ability to stimulate and purchase bonds and control the financial environment, which is what they're doing, just plain and simple, If that gets called into question, then we've got real problems. Now, I don't think it's a real problem. I think these things are natural. History happens in cycles, right? But as far as the world's concerned, as far as asset prices are concerned, as far as bond prices are concerned, as far as stock prices are concerned, it's going to be a major problem because the vast majority of asset appreciation is due to 0% interest rates and governments, literally central banks, going in and buying up assets, driving up the prices of them with printed money and debt. So it's actually, don't just shrug your shoulders. Don't just turn a blind eye to it. What's going on in global politics is important, and it will become increasingly important. So that's about it for the first segment. Market update. Oh, the other thing, too, keep an eye on oil. Oil is a really good indicator of global growth. Oil plunged overnight, bounced back a little bit, but we've broken below key resistance levels. Again, if for those people out there arguing that everything's great, just look at oil, okay? So the other thing I want to tell you about, go to the website, Know Your Risk Radio, or give us a call at 866-779-RISK to get our new investment booklet. We talk about it during the break. Look, it's eliminating risk from your portfolio or limiting risk to your portfolio doesn't have to cost you performance. It can actually improve your performance. And clients always look at me sideways. And we're going to talk more about that in a couple of the segments coming up. But this is a great time to dial back risk. It's a great time to reduce cost in your portfolio. And when we can do those things and increase your potential gains, it's a no-brainer. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK, set up a risk review, or just ask for the complimentary booklet. We'll get it to you. And it's just stuff that every investor should know. You need to know these things. So thanks for listening. We got to go to a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Okay, welcome back. This is Zach Abraham, Know Your Risk Radio. And you know, this whole radio thing, it's not as easy as it sounds. You know how when the music comes in from the break and Rush and Dory is great at it too? You know how they say a word and pause, let the music go for it. That's hard to do. it's trickier than it sounds. So bear with me if it's not quite as smooth. But okay, so let's get right into this next segment. For those of you that haven't heard the show before, Know Your Risk Radio, we're all about talking to investors and to listeners on the radio about risk management and what that means. And we had a retirement workshop, and this wasn't new. We host these retirement workshops all the time. We'll probably have another one coming up here in about a month. We haven't set a firm date. We've got the location, but I'll obviously keep you posted. And we'll have Dory there again. And I think we're going to have a long-term care specialist, or that's the goal this time. A guy that I work with, Brian Ott. You've probably heard him on the radio station before. Very sharp guy, knows his stuff. And you can always go to Know Your Risk Radio and check it out. And we keep updates about when the next seminar or workshop's coming up. But when we were doing these workshops and these seminars, I always start off the same way. And I ask, you know, a lot of people have heard the show before, obviously. And I always ask them, you know, who feels comfortable that they understand risk management and what it means? And I think we've had like two hands go up. And it's crazy to me that the average retail advisor doesn't talk about this and doesn't approach things in this way. Because when you're planning for retirement, it's all about risk management. And again, you know, we're big believers in stocks too, so that doesn't mean running and hiding. But to understand risk management, we have to first understand risk. And if you're driving around today and you're listening to me on the radio, you're probably sitting there going, you don't need to tell me what risk is. I know what risk is. And you probably do on a base level, but I have spent an exorbitant amount of time researching risk because the topic is just so interesting to me. And what I've found, and I think that this is irrefutable, is that humans, by and large, are horrible managers of risk, right? We see people doing things all the time where we sit there and go, you know, maybe you didn't die, or maybe you didn't lose a limb, but still, you know, the risks you ran doing it don't really justify the outcome, right? And risk is a really hard thing for people to get their heads around, because people associate risk with a negative outcome, right? But that's not really what risk is. Risk is the potential for negative outcomes. And regardless of what we're doing, regardless of historic performances, regardless of historical outcomes, there always lies the possibility or the risk that even though the inputs are the same, or at least from what we can see, into a situation or a portfolio or whatever, the outcome, it doesn't guarantee an outcome, which is why you see on all these investment pieces, past performance does not guarantee future results, right? What that really is talking about is risk, and saying, what is that? Well, one of the other things that we've learned out, especially, and this is true in finance, is that risk is impossible to analyze unless we provide context, right? Because risk isn't just this autonomous thing floating out there looking to bite us at some time. Risk, by its very nature, is a comparison, meaning that we've got two things, you know, thing A and thing B, and we think that thing B could do this, and we think that A could do this, and depending on what we're looking for, depending on the outcome or the result we're looking for, then the comparison of those two different things helps us define what the risk is. Now, that might be a little bit convoluted, so let me see if I can break it down a little bit and put it in simpler terms everybody understands. You cannot identify or measure risk without a comparison, right? Is smoking bad for your health? Absolutely. Does that mean instead of smoking cigarettes, you should smoke crack? No, right? Now, that's an oversimplistic comparison, but it still does the job, right? It's still, you never see somebody going, yeah, I picked up crack in order to get off cigarettes. It's kind of jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. So the thing that we all forget about with risk, and people recoil when you talk about risk, you need to embrace risk as a concept, because when you're talking about your investments, the most important thing for you to know is what can go wrong. And if it does go wrong, where does that leave you? That's the most important part of a retirement plan. And most people don't realize it. So when we're talking about risk, we must have a context. And we were at the seminar this last weekend. And for those of you that haven't heard the show before, you know, and we're going to talk more about this, because I guarantee you, the minute I bring this up, there are those of you out there that turn your radios off. And I get it. I would have too. But we talk about the dirtiest word in finance. And if you, or the dirtiest word in investing. And for the, again, if you heard the show before, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about fixed indexed annuities. And you say the word annuity and people recoil. And I get it. I used to too. But it's about a comparison. So a lady, older lady, pretty sharp, said to me at the seminar this last weekend. And again, you know, if you haven't heard the show, I am not telling you to go buy a fixed annuity and stick all your money into it. That's not at all what I'm telling you. Okay, so just stay with me. And if you've got questions about it, we know them. We sell more of these things than most five average advisors put together. We know the products inside and out. We've spent years researching these and back testing them. And if you got any questions about it, we're the person to call. And it doesn't mean you need to get it through us, but you should at least hear the breakdown and how we look at things and see our process of evaluating them. But anyway, so we're at the seminar, the workshop. I always call it a seminar, the workshop. And a lady said to me, you know, I've done my research and they tell me that fixed indexed annuities will never make me more than between 3.5% to 4%, I think was the number she threw out there. And I looked at her and I said, well, that's true. They're definitely, I would say most fixed indexed annuities out there are geared to make you somewhere between 3% and 4% a year, regardless of what people talk about. And I said, those aren't the products we advocate. Products we advocate deliver a higher rate of return than that and have no annual cost. But I said to her, I go, let's run your scenario. Let's say you sign up for one of these products, you're only going to make 3.5%. Is that a good thing to do? Well, what are we comparing it to? Right? Because now all we're talking about is the risk of missing out, basically, saying that if we buy this product and we only make 3.5% on it, that that implies that there's something else out there that could make more. Okay, so what are we comparing it to? Well, when we talk about fixed index annuities, we're comparing them to bonds. Okay, so if you give me the opportunity to have a zero cost asset like a fixed indexed annuity, and let's say we don't select the right ones, in my opinion, we select one of these products that really is only designed to give you about 3.5%, would I rather have that product in a fixed indexed annuity or a bond portfolio? Well, it's not even close. You'd still rather have the fixed indexed annuity. Why? Well, A, I'll tell you what, if you know of a bond portfolio out there that's giving you more than 3.5% a year, you need to send it to me, A, because you're not looking at it right, or your financial advisor doesn't know what he's talking about. Or you're taking way too much risk. And yes, bonds do have risk. Okay, so again, if I can get 2.5%, which that's still pretty good in a bond portfolio after investing fees and after advisor fees, most average I see is between 1.5 to 2. And I see below 1% on bond funds all the time. Okay, but let's just assume it's 2.5. If I, with interest rates at 0% and bond valuations at record highs, if I know I can make 2.5% paying a, what, at least a 0.5% advisory fee or expense fee on top of that, so netting out 2%, or I can make a zero cost 3.5% in a product that is not interest rate sensitive, remember, in a zero interest rate environment, 0% interest rate environment, and that product's also guaranteed against loss. On a risk-adjusted basis, guys, there is no competition. There's no debate. Now, there may be guys that try to debate it, and I love those because it doesn't make any sense. They're not thinking about things clearly. But if I can make more in a product that's guaranteed not to lose and pay less for it, even if it's just 1%, why would I take any risk and pay any cost for a product that's paying me 1 to 1.5% less a year? That is what we call bad risk management, which is why we advocate, again, depending on your situation, switching out the bond portion of people's portfolios in a 0% interest rate environment where they're receiving an amount of interest on their bonds that isn't even commensurate to the inflation rate, and those bonds are at all-time high valuations, all-time high values. On a risk-adjusted basis, let's say we only make 3.5% in the fixed index annuity. It's still going to come out, look, overwhelmingly, the chances are that's still going to be better than bonds over the next 10 years. But the thing we do know is not only are we outperforming in the fixed index annuity, but we're guaranteed against loss. Now, again, we're not an advocate for this replacing stocks. For some clients, it does, depending on your need. But in general, we don't. But when you compare it next to bonds, guys, people have to wake up and realize it's not just stocks you need to be worried about. You need to be concerned about bonds. We're in a 0% interest rate environment. And you'll hear me keep saying that over and over and over again because most investors are asleep at the wheel, not to mention advisors. But it's imperative, again, when we're talking risk, we got to have comp. We got to have comps. Got to have comparables. We got to provide context. That's how we identify risk. So anyway, I've run a little bit over. We got to take a quick break. But for those of you that want to learn more about how we do this and more of that bond and fixed indexed annuity, look, it's going to be one of those things. We sit down with people, the lights go on. The number one thing we hear from clients is, well, that's a no-brainer. And it is. It is. It's an easy way to decrease your cost, give yourself more upside potential, and drastically reduce your exposure to risk. And in this environment, that's not a bad idea. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You order that booklet. We'll get it to you free. Just educate yourselves. Take some time. It takes probably like 5-10 minutes to read. Got some good graphs in there that will walk you through our logic. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You can also set up a free risk review. We offer that to all KTTH listeners. So anyway, stick with us through the break. We got to run, but you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Okay, welcome back. And for those of you just joining us, stick around for a little bit. Don't just, you know, I know I've been in your shoes before. You're scanning the dials looking for somebody whose voice you recognize, MedVet or Rush. And I'm not, look, I realize that I don't exactly fill the place. But this isn't your just typical weekend show. We're actually trying to give you information, explain what's going on in the world, and, you know, give people something they can work with, something that'll hopefully improve your life. Because that is the goal. Like I said, you know, one of the reasons we do this, one of the reasons that I became an investment manager, was to help people out, and hopefully improve the lives of our clients. So this is one of my favorite sections. Again, for those of you who haven't heard the show before, I started off my career working for Russell Investments, straight out of college, got my finance degree at Pacific Lutheran, and was really sure that I wanted to go on the institutional side. I grew up, literally, my father and grandfather founded a firm in 1983, a brokerage firm, so I grew up in the brokerage industry. It's all I've ever wanted to do. Didn't really have much of a choice, or didn't give myself one, rather. And it's just always been a passion of mine, and I love translating this stuff and arming normal investors and everyday people, and also, you know, serving as somebody that can translate the nonsense you hear. These, you know, most of these guys throw in all this vernacular and all these terms because I just think they like to hear themselves talk and sound super smart. And so what we try to do is we try to boil it down to plain language. Because most people understand a lot more than they think they do. It's just the jargon. You know, it's like the club. Sounds smart. So we try to break that down. And one of my favorite segments in doing that, and I digress. So we started the career at Russell Investments and then became a broker at three of the big firms on Wall Street. So saw the inside, saw how the sausage was made, for lack of a better term. And that's kind of how Bulwark Capital came around. Just we wanted to do things in a different way. I was very disillusioned with the asset management industry as a whole after 2008. Many of you heard me talk about that. You know, I'm not one of those guys that saw the whole subprime thing coming on. I'm not one of those guys that made a bunch of money on it. But it was a situation where we pulled out clients who we were advising on at the time. Even though I was at Russell, I was advising some clients on the outside. And then also personal money and family money. Pulled it out of the markets in late 2007. And the idea behind that simply was, you know, we're not trying to time markets. When you see these situations, though, like we see housing going up at 8% a year, you know, you don't need to be a math major to realize that's unsustainable, especially when it's nationwide. If you see that in a pocket somewhere, it's not as concerning because there can be a reason, you know, like real estate in Seattle is going nuts. A big part of that is 0% interest rates. There's no question about it. But a big part of it is the economic expansion of places like Amazon and Google, you know, in Seattle. And that's a big part of it, right? That explains some of it. But when you see it over an entire country, like we saw, it became very clear to me. Hey, we'll wait till housing starts rolling over and that's a good time to get out and see where things go, right? We're not trying to time it. Well, it ended up being a much better move than we thought it would. I just thought we'd get a good solid pullback and kind of a reset, and you know, made us look a lot smarter in hindsight. But the reason I bring that up is, you know, some of these things are pretty avoidable. You know, again, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be an economics major to understand this stuff. And so, you know, when you can get out of the way, why not? Right? Why not eliminate some of that risk and see where things shake out? You know, like we talk about all the time, you go in and talk to these advisors, all they talk about is growth. All they talk about is growth. We know that there are certain times where avoiding losses is more important, like right before retirement or when you're in retirement, right? You lose 50% on a portfolio, the loss hurts, but you've got to make 100% to make up that loss. So the prevention of loss and risk management should be one of the number one things we talk about, but that's not what most advisors talk about. So this is why we do the Financial Advisor Challenge. Okay, so in the Financial Advisor Challenge, I'm going to give you ideas. I want you to talk to the person that is currently helping you with investing, and I want you to hear what they have to say. I don't want you to just take my word for it, because here's what happens. The vast majority of time I sit down with a client that has an advisor or somebody that they work with, they take them, you know, a rendition of what I tell them. Usually it's not exact, but a rendition of what I tell them. They go to their advisor and their advisor tells them all the reasons I'm wrong. Now, the advisor points to things that I think are interesting to illustrate his point, to prove that I'm wrong. And he points to historical performances. For instance, he tells you don't. He talks about, oh, annuities, you're horrible and blah, blah, blah. And you got to have bonds because bonds average 5% or 5.5%. And he's going to show you the last 40 years. And I look at him and I say, okay, but you're talking about, if we're talking about bonds over the last 35 years, interest rates have fallen from their record level in the early 80s for the last 35 years. Beautiful little glide path all the way down. Being in bonds has been phenomenal. As a matter of fact, over the last 19 years, believe this or not, again, if you've heard me talk on the show, you probably heard me say this. In the last 19 years, as a bond investor, you actually made more than you did in the stock market, taking way less risk. So ask your portfolio manager or your advisor, why do we have bonds? Now, I don't mean to give you the answer before you ask him, but what he's going to tell you is to limit risk, or to limit the risk in your portfolio, limit the downside. Okay, then you ask him, well, are bonds guaranteed not to lose? Well, no, he's going to tell you. But they're much less likely to lose than stocks. And if they do, they lose less. And you go, okay, so the reason we have them in there then is because it's the secure part of our investment. We know it's not going to make more than bonds over or stocks over a long period of time, but it provides more stability. And he's going to go, yeah. And you go, okay, well, if we could find something that's safer, i.e. something that's guaranteed not to go down, something that's cheaper, i.e. has zero annual cost basis, and has much better growth and has grown a lot better over the last 10 years, wouldn't that be better to sub in for bonds? So ask them that question. Ask him that. See what he has to say. Now, from being in those offices, from knowing that spiel inside and out, what I can tell you and what I can tell you from other clients that have taken this advice and actually done that, he's going to stumble around looking for an answer because he doesn't have one. He doesn't even know why he's giving you the recommendations he's giving you. He's sticking your information into a computer and it's spitting out a portfolio based on historical results. The problem with that is that historical results, especially as it relates to bonds, don't apply because rates have never been here before. Bonds have never been at this high a valuation. So the reason he's prescribing them to you is because of what they've done, not because of what they're going to do. And when the safe part of your portfolio, bonds, in a 0% interest rate environment, interest rates start rising, when the safe money in your portfolio begins losing you money, that's a problem. So anyway, for our solution, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or call in and ask for the book. The booklet, Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement, will show you a great strategy to limit your risk and improve on the bonds. Get a safe part of your portfolio that actually makes more than the inflation rate and doesn't cost you anything. So if you don't make anything in a given year, you don't pay anything. And it's that simple. But ask your advisor those questions. Ask them, why do we have bonds and is there something better? So anyway, thanks for listening. Again, call us at 866-779-RISK to get your copy of the new booklet. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And then for those of you that heard the last segment, I got rolling, and there's a couple other things that I want to say about the Financial Advisor Challenge. Questions you need to ask. The bond one is huge. Let me tell you an anecdotal story. So one of our clients lives up north, Mount Vernon area, and has a pretty large portfolio with us, in excess of several million dollars. And the previous firm, she was with a very well-known, quote-unquote, prestigious wealth management firm. They won't touch anybody that doesn't have $1 million or more. And they have some good strategies. They have some really smart people that work there. And for those of you that know, I'm not bagging on the industry. It's the industry I work in. And I think the vast majority of people in the industry are good. The problem is that the vast majority of people that are dealing with folks like you, the retail investors, they're reading from a script and they're doing what they've always done. And they're talking to you about averages. They're talking to you about historical averages. And it's important to point out that we're not living in average times. And if you don't believe me, just look at interest rates. Okay? We don't even need to get into complicated things like stock valuations or economic growth. Just look at interest rates. It's insane. It's borderline unethical. And if they knew better, I would say it was unethical, but they don't. But it's borderline unethical to sit there and advocate that people have the same old portfolio recommendation in terms of the percentages of stocks to bonds that they did 20 years ago. It does not make sense, because bonds cannot perform like they have over the last 35 years. They just can't. It's not my opinion, guys. It's math. And when you understand that relationship between interest rates and bonds, you'll get it. And so then I run into clients all the time. They go, you know, Zach, we know your spiel about bonds. We hate them too. That's why we got all our money in the market. Well, okay. Now, over the long run, that will probably produce you better returns. But does it fit your investing goals? Meaning that if we get a big market swoon in the next 3 years, will that delay your retirement? Because now 80 to 90% of your assets are in stocks as opposed to 60%. And if it does, then that's probably not an avenue we should go down, because why are you saving? Why are you investing? You're not Warren Buffett. You're not Berkshire Hathaway. The goal is not to grow the money to the biggest possible stack it can be. The goal is to finance your retirement. And if the investing course we're on is the best course for you to have the biggest pile of money in 30 years, but you're investing in three, that's not how we should be investing your money. You don't need it in 30 years. And the reason that I say this is due to something we call sequencing risk. And if you want to know more, again, it's Know Your Risk Radio. These are things that you're not going to hear people talk about in the standard financial advisor setup. Again, why? It's not evil. It's not conspiratorial. You got to understand, the vast majority of financial advisors out there are financial product salesmen. They're not money managers. Most of them don't have economics or finance degrees. A lot of them didn't even go to college. And again, that's not saying you need those things to be good at this. I've met several brilliant money managers who don't have degrees. They're just really talented. They got a passion for it and they've got an unbelievable brain. It's not that. I'm just trying to illuminate the industry and realize that what these advisors say is all they're reading to you is historical averages. That's all they're doing. And you can literally get the exact same services and products online for almost zero cost. And look, I tell people all the time at Bulwark Capital, we're not for everybody. You know, there's people out there that'd rather do it themselves. That's fine. Just don't go pay one of these advisors. Don't go pay them 1 to 1.5% to get what you can get on, you know, these robo-advisors online. They're literally giving you the exact same thing. And so it's really important to understand, like we talked about in a previous segment, the different risks and rewards. What are we planning for? If we're planning for retirement, Let's do some financial planning. Figure out your goals, figure out the right amount of risk, and let's retirement plan versus retirement hope. If you've got a retirement plan that relies on the market being steady over the next 4 years in order for you to retire at with the level of income and the level of assets you want, then that's not a retirement plan. That's a retirement hope, right? If your retirement could be delayed 4 years or 5 years or more, it's not a retirement plan. That's a retirement hope. And the interesting thing, as crazy as things are, as bad as it is that interest rates are so low and we can't, you know, if we could just stick money in CDs and money market accounts like we could a few years ago and make 5 or 6%, this would be a lot easier. But we can't. We've got to adopt. We've got to adapt to the environment that we're living in. We got to change with the times. And so the risk management side of it's really important. The gain side of it, the productivity of your assets is really important as well. I don't mean to undercut that, but we got to find that balance. We got to figure out what part is this investment playing into our overall strategy and does it fit? And when you look at the bond portion of most investors' assets, it's just sitting there. So I got off track, but I wanted to talk about this client of mine that lived up north that has well in excess of a few million dollars with us and had her money at one of these big financial firms that won't touch you unless you got over $1 million in assets. And we met her, did the initial consultation, and you know, she was, you know, really sold on these people's value proposition, and they're the big guys, and you know, they've got bigger and fancier offices than we do and all that kind of stuff. And I gave her a list of questions. I said, here, I want you to go call this guy. They had over 50% of their assets in bonds. They had a lot of money. It made sense. They didn't need to take a lot of risk in the market. But we went over the performance of her bonds the past 16 months, and in the last 16 months, her bonds had generated less than 1% in aggregate. So over 16 months, less than 1%. So, but now remember, she's still paying a management fee on that money. So she's got in excess of, you know, multiple millions of dollars in bonds themselves, making less than 1% over a 16-month period of time. So I had her call her advisor and I left. I gave her some questions. I didn't stand over her shoulder. And I got a call and it was her. And she said, I just asked my advisor the questions you told me. And I said, well, what'd he say? And she goes, yeah, you know, he basically said, you know, hey, yeah, that's probably a good point. You don't necessarily need those bonds. Would you just like to sell the bonds and move them to cash? Now, think about that. I thought that was just eye-opening. First of all, I credit the guy for being honest, right? But second of all, if we're invested in an asset or an asset class that's paying us 1%, 1.5%, 2%, how much risk should we take for that? Zero. Why? Because there are zero risk products and investments out there that pay you more than 2% a year. They'll even guarantee you more than 2% a year. So why do we own bonds? And for those of you who don't know, bonds can go down in value. They did in 2008. They lost over 20%. First time that stocks and bonds have lost over 20% in the same year since the Great Depression. And since then, they've rallied to their all-time highs. But why would we assume any risk in bonds, potential risk of default, interest rates rising, which by the way, they're at zero, so they've got to at some point. Why would we take any risk to make that little of a return? And her own advisor gave her the answer. He said, basically, you don't need to. Won't affect your retirement at all. And I leaned back in my chair. My mind was blown. Like I said, I appreciated his honesty, but I sat there and went, how much insight and how much thought, how much, you know, research went into preparing that portfolio. How in the world do you have multiple millions of dollars, 50% of this person's life savings, wrapped up in an asset class that you just sit there and shrug and go, yeah, we could switch to cash. Wouldn't make a material difference. And if that's the case, why in the world are you invested in it? Why are you taking any risk at all? So that's why we do the Financial Advisor Challenge. I thought that was a really good anecdotal story to explain the process, explain the thought, ask your advisors these questions. See what they have to say and press them on it. This is your future. Okay. I'm not the one that has to live with the results. You know, you wake up with a 50% haircut on your assets 3 months from now. I'm not the one that has to live with it. You do. So you got to know what's in there. You got to know why. You got to know what role it's playing. And if it doesn't make sense, dial it back or get a substitute, like a no risk, no cost substitute that on average gives you double to triple the rate of return on bonds currently, which is what we've done with our clients. And the results have been fantastic. I was doing a portfolio review with one of our clients that purchased one of these products with his bond money subbed out his bonds and bought one of these fixed index annuities. Over the last 16 months, we did the performance calculations and he's up over 11%. Taking no risk, paying no annual fee. Now, that's not mind-boggling. He didn't double his money or anything. But again, go compare it to bonds, right? So anyway, we got to take another break. But if you want to hear more about this, you want to talk to me in person, give us a call at 866-779-RISK. You can set up a risk review. We'll do a portfolio analysis online. Take the time to go over what you've got and how we do things differently. Or just call and get the free booklet, Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. We'll walk you through the strategy. We'll show you exactly how we do it. No hidden stuff. We'll just walk you right through it. The reasons we do it and the results it's produced for our clients. So anyway, got to take a quick break. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us if you just joined us. And this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. And want to hop right into it here. Talked about the financial advisor challenge and spoke more about it in the last segment. And again, for those of you just joining us, that's where, you know, one of the comments I got this weekend, and I'm going to get into this segment here, and what we've called this segment is bad marketing, sound investing. And we talked about this at the retirement workshop this last weekend. If the sole goal of Bulwark Capital, if my sole goal was to get as many clients as I could, I'd sit up here and talk to you guys about the things that have worked best over the last few years, which is passive investing, right? Just buy the stock market, don't buy stocks. I tell you to ignore the hype, ignore the noise, why you need to be afraid of everything and go with a traditional bond and stock portfolio. And I talk to you about how that performed for the last 80 or 90 years. And I'd overwhelm you with historical data. Okay, that we know in the industry that that is the easy message to sell because it is a message that everybody's heard. It's a message they know. It's what's comprised, you know, it's what makes up your 401k. It's what you see on commercials all the time. And what we forget to do, though, is like we spoke about earlier when we were talking about risk and how so many people are really bad at analyzing risk. And this goes right into the modern portfolio advice or the direction that people are receiving. And we know through surveys and results and like I said, commercials, you know, these companies don't spend millions of dollars on advertising for nothing. They're trying to gain clients. And the easiest thing to prey on in marketing, and I'm not a marketer, but, you know, running your own firm, you got to learn more about it. The easiest thing that they always tell us, we want marketing to appeal to fear and greed. Right? That's most people know. It's two strongest human emotions that prompt action, right? And the easiest form of fear to appeal to is fear of the unknown. Devil you know is better than the devil you don't. But that's why we as investors must be better at analyzing risk, because if the only risk we can identify is the fear of the unknown, then that's more of an issue of experience and knowledge. That's not a risk issue. For instance, if our clients could make more money, let's say we could build a portfolio that over history had averaged 12.5% a year, costing 1% a year, so 12.5% a year net of fees, and it invested in pork bellies and, you know, in cattle futures as opposed to stocks and bonds, we'd do it. There's nothing magic about stocks and bonds. There's no research that says you got to own stocks and you got to own bonds. Now, don't get me wrong. Stocks have been the greatest generator of wealth in human history, which is why we're stock people. Okay? We also believe that there are times where you should be more heavily into stocks and you should be less heavily into stocks. Great time to be into stocks, and this bears it out, was 1980. The S&P was trading at generational lows. Not in terms of its level, but in terms of the valuation, the price times earnings, or the PE multiple that you'd pay for stocks, was at 7. Historical average is 16. So trading at less than 50% of its average valuation. That's probably a pretty good time to be involved in stocks. Okay? Conversely, on the flip side of it, we're at about a 23 to a 24 right now, PE, which is about 50% above the long-term average of 16. Does that mean we run and hide? Nope. Because there's reasons. 0% interest rates, we should have slightly higher valuations. Yet at the same time, we need to consider that the economy is growing at a record slow pace. So technically, on that basis, you'd think we'd have a little bit lower valuations than normal. So is it a concern? Yeah, it's a concern. Again, we don't want to run and hide. There are reasons for it. But it's something we should be aware of, and it's something we should plan for, and we should also make sure that a potential big loss in the stock portion of our portfolio does not place in jeopardy our retirement plans, especially if those plans are within the next 10 years, and even more especially if they're within the next 5. And this gets back to the risk I was talking about on the last segment, which is the sequence of returns. If you took a 25-year period of time, now, there's an extensive, I'm going to get something up out on this about on the website. So keep an eye out. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. We're going to put something up there in the next few days to talk about specifically sequencing risk. If you take two portfolios, let's say we started them at $100,000 apiece, and we gave them the exact same performance over a 25-year period, we just flipped the performance upside down. So the first year for investor A ended up being the last year for investor B. You'd think that the results would be pretty similar. They're not. The variance can be as much as 40%. Because when you're getting growth and when you're getting losses, when we're planning for something that's time specific like retirement, makes a huge deal. If you lose 50% of your assets when you're 38 in your 401k, there's research that actually shows that can be beneficial to you in the long run. Because as long as you keep putting money in your 401k, you didn't just lose 50% because you didn't sell it, hopefully. But it also presented you a buying opportunity to buy more at lower prices. But that does not happen when you're 3 years in front of retirement. It flips upside down because you don't have time for markets to recover. And if you want to start taking retirement, you've got to start liquidating those assets that are now 30, 40, 50, 60% underwater. And you're losing vast amounts of potential future gains. And so sequencing risk is something, again, we don't talk about. But it's not just the returns you get, it's when you get them. And that's why I go back to what I'm talking about in terms of, you know, the approach. You know, I'm always bringing you market updates. We're talking about economics. We're talking about debt. Why? Because I don't want you to just take our word for it. We want to show you why we think the way we think. We want to show you the risks that we see, and then we want to provide solutions for them. And the solutions aren't Chicken Little, but there's easy things we can do to increase performance, lower cost, and lower risk. And so we were talking about this whole bad marketing, sound investing. And, you know, we take a chance at Bulwark. We're not offering a traditional portfolio. Every time we sit in front of a client, they always agree, yeah, I've never heard this before. Never thought about it this way before. But guys, when was the last time you saw a time period in American history where we had sub 3% growth for more than 10 years? The Federal Reserve balance sheet is ballooned to $4.5 trillion. We have 115% debt to GDP. We have stagnant wage growth for 10 years. We've got a stock market and bond market and real estate market trading simultaneously at all-time highs. When have we seen that set of circumstances? Never. So should we be taking the same approach? No. Does that mean we throw the baby out with the bathwater and invest in pork bellies and cattle futures? No. But it does mean we should look at some other things, because that environment that I just laid out, slow economic growth, record high asset prices, record debt, it presents a different set of risk and reward scenarios than the traditional setup over the last 100 years. We need to take a different approach. We're looking at different risks. And when we can get safer and increase upside performance, you know, that's when that's a really powerful thing. That's called risk management. That's what the whole philosophy that we have at Bulwark Capital is built on. And I think you can learn a lot about this and a lot about our approach. That was the other thing. I was talking to a marketing consultant and a couple other people that are involved in, you know, what we do online, you know, on the radio and talk. And they said, look, why don't you just talk about the traditional passive approach? We've got all this data that tells us that's the best approach to take. And I looked at him, I said, look, I know. If it was just about rounding up clients and just about getting assets through the door, I know you're right. That's an easier way to do it. We'd have more success. We'd land more clients. Why are we doing it? Because I firmly believe in the long run, the best advertisement we can possibly do at Bulwark Capital Management, the best way we're going to get clients is when these things happen, not if, when these bad things happen and our clients bump right through it and it doesn't disrupt their retirement plans, it doesn't disrupt their future, it doesn't disrupt their long-term goals. That's the best advertisement we can get. It just is. And not only that, but we're fulfilling our fiduciary responsibility, which is to do the best thing for the clients. Not for us, but for the client. So give us a call at 866-779-RISK. You can schedule a free complimentary for KTTH listeners, complimentary risk review. Hear more about the strategies that we employ. If you don't feel like talking to anybody, though, you can also just call in and order our new retirement guide, Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. We'll show you, walk you through the basics of the process. I've got the book sitting right here. More of a booklet. It's not a book, but it's 8 pages. It's got great economic information. That was the other thing. They said, you know, you should quit giving so much economic information. You confuse people. And I go, no, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. And the reason for it is I don't want clients to just take our word for it. I want them to see why it is we're doing what we're doing. Because when you understand the facts, which is what no financial advisors talk about, right? But when you understand the facts, when you understand the environment we're in, not only will you be okay with it, but you'll understand exactly what we're doing, which is why we say the first goal for us is to educate. When we get a client educated, they're going to understand why we're doing what we're doing and why we're doing it. So anyway, thanks for joining us. We got to run, ran out of time. Thanks for sharing your weekend with us. But again, call in, get our Common Sense Investing Guide, schedule a risk review, call 866-779-RISK, again, 866-779-RISK, or visit the website at knowyourriskradio.com. I appreciate you listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.